Namaste. Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam Lee.
Okay, well, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and in a moment, I believe that we're going to have Lolita here. And Lolita, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
Hey. Oh, right. Man. Where's Pooja?
And Pooja, we are looking in the queue to bring on our other and third co-host, Pooja Desai from Believe Healing. And apparently Pooja is not here with us as of yet. Pooja may be running a little behind today.
Okay. All right.
Well, as normal, please visit healthpsychic.com for all of your spiritual needs. And please check out our specials between myself and Pooja Desai from Believe Healing over on HousePsychic.com, where the rates are very affordable and you got a lot of bang and time for your buck. As normal, we're going to be taking callers with a question on any topic in their life. I'm sorry, Lolita, you were saying something?
No. I was just validating what you're saying. Like, yeah, you sure do.
Oh, okay. All right. And we're going to be going ahead here shortly and taking our first few callers for the evening. Our first caller today is by area code 602. And bringing you on air. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hi, Reverend Adam. This is Bea in Phoenix.
Hi, Bea. How you doing?
Hey. Fine. Is that Pooja?
Yeah.
No, it's Lolita.
No, Pooja
How
is
are you?
Not here right
oh,
now.
I love you. Oh, okay. Well, I wasn't even actually in the queue, so I was waiting for. Anyhow, my question is, I went to the doctor on Monday, and he put lidocaine in my nose and then stuck this thing down my throat because he felt like my thyroids were swollen. So he has an ultrasound scheduled for the 15th. Do you think they're going to find something? Because I went on the internet and it says usually a doctor will do an ultrasound to see whether it's cancerous or they'll do a biopsy. So what do you see regarding my thyroid and the ultrasound?
Okay, let's see here. It does not look to be actively cancerous. However, it looks to be benign to me. Like, it could have been cancerous, however, it's benign. It's not active.
So will he have to do a biopsy, too, or will that's all he has to do?
I feel the biopsy will not be a necessary, however, it will be a suggestion.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to continue also listening on the show, what's the, Adam, you might know, I don't know if since Pooja's not on air, what is the thyroid connected to in the spiritual world, though? Isn't that connected to something? Because whatever
okay.
we're going through manifests out. So is there something that you're going through?
Yeah, it's actually connected to our grounding point from the universe to this world.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a symbol
that she, yourself, Beatrice, are not being grounded enough within this world right now, or the things that are coming through spirit, like you're blocked spiritually. You're not receiving the messages on your own that you should be receiving.
Okay.
Does that make kind of sense? I don't know if that makes two and two together, but sometimes whatever we're going through, a lot of our symptoms are related. Like my father has prostate cancer, but that's a lot to do with guilt in his life. So whatever we're going through subconsciously within our body, always comes out in physical manifestation. And sometimes we're just actually sick. It's like stress. So always look at it as a spiritual sense, too, so it can help you. So don't be nervous. Just learn from it. Take whatever tools, mechanics, and also Pooja has actually worked on my father. Just a little information for everyone out there. She has worked on my father with prostate cancer and really has helped him. And he's been 8 months, has not gotten chemo or anything. But working on the spiritual sense of side of things, she's able to clear a lot of things for him and understand that, you know, as long as we learn our lesson, we can help the symptoms, you know, decrease. So take every sense of every, like, every modality and put that into this. So don't be nervous. Everything's going to be good. But just look at, hear what Adam had to say, and then definitely I will make an appointment with Pooja, to be quite honest, or anyone that you feel comfortable with. But she's done a fabulous job on my family, actually, and my brother. My brother has one kidney, and I donated my kidney to my brother. So they have both learned in my family about a lot about spirituality and in the physical world, too. So just a little information for you, hon.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Beatrice. And there is one other thing here.
Okay.
What I'm seeing is that, okay, this is in the thyroid, you said?
Yeah, in my throat.
Okay. And
that's the
I'm
thyroid
feeling...
It's in your voice box.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that would coincide with what I'm getting. You're not feeling heard. But also, the next thing is, like, this is connected to something else. Like, I'm feeling while they're going over this, they're going to find sort of a root cause that is an injury that is indirectly connected to the thyroid, okay? And I feel that they're going to be able to treat what that is.
Okay.
Okay. So maybe that's why the next step would be more of a suggestion rather than a necessity.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thank you,
Beatrice, if you stay on the show or if you continue on
yeah.
and hear Pooja back on, just dial back in so we can get Pooja to give you the thing, give you something else, okay?
I'm sorry, do what? Call back in?
If you're going to be
yeah,
on the line, just
on.
Raise your yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Adam.
When Pooja comes back on, you mean?
Yeah, if
yeah,
you can
when
stay
Pooja
on the show, that'd be great.
Back on, I'll bring you back on air if you stay tuned. So that way,
okay,
if Pooja gets any messages for you,
okay,
we can have her relay that, okay?
All right, I'll stay on.
All right, thank you. All right, a great caller to begin the show today. And I like what you had to add to that, Lolina. I really do.
Well, thank you. I guess when you actually have to go through it, people don't really realize that, you know, there's more to than what's told to us. And sometimes just taking everything, like what I had to go through with my father, my brother, it makes sense. You know, it really,
oh, yeah.
And it opens your eyes to everything. So it's something that we really must deal with. It's not all about taking the pill, but spiritually learning from that and what we need to do to improve ourselves so we can be a better people and to heal quicker.
Of course. All right. Well, our next caller is going to be coming in through the area code 323. Hello, caller. You are on air.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing
and
great
you?
Today.
Good. This is Michelle calling, and I actually talked
okay.
to you about 2 weeks ago, and whatever you said happened, like, down to
okay.
the day. So,
awesome.
Oh, wow.
Good right validation.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And now I have another question, and it's regarding work. I am still looking for work. Did land a temporary situation, but I'm looking for something permanent. And something that I'm actually, I don't know, qualified to do, something that doesn't say, here, we'll just stick you in here just to take up some time. I actually want to utilize my talents.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I do feel that you're going to have the opportunity to utilize your talents, and I feel that this this new opportunity in your life coming up here is going to present the doorways for you to, and the tools for you to utilize your talents and to expand into other horizons down the road. Now, what I'm feeling is very strongly that right now you're on the brink and you're on the verge of being in what's known as the knowing, okay? The knowing is when we know what's coming forward, we know what we have is good, and we know what we're waiting on is also taking its time for a purpose to come into our lives, and that everything we need is going to be provided at the time that is appropriate for it to be there. And I feel that this is what you're coming to. You're coming to that knowing, you're coming to that awareness that you are going to have that chance, that you are going to be able to use all these vital skills and creativity, if you may, that you have, as well as your psychic gifts, even, maybe in an indirect form.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I understand what you mean, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Yes. Oh, okay.
All right. And did you have anything else that you wanted to bring across?
Yes, I just would wonder, because I hear what you're saying, I'm going to be given this opportunity. Do you see when? I guess I'm just more...
Okay. You're on the brink right now where, you know, it's not so much about... Now, forgive me, I'm going to tell you what you're asking, but I'm going to add my piece to this as well, okay? It's mm-hmm. not so much about the when right now, because it's going to be provided at the right time. Okay, so you need to be in that knowing that, you know, it's not about what you need right now, right now. It's going to come in at the right time. However, okay, to answer your question directly, yes, it's almost here. Yes, it's just right around the corner. Yes, it's only going to take another few days to a couple of weeks before you see that happen. Okay, and I'm feeling more like right here within the beginning of July, you know, you're going to see that explode. If not, you know, sooner than just like the first week. Maybe it might happen even on the first day of July. There's no telling right now. All I can tell you is that it's right there. All you've got to do is you got to reach out and grab it when you see it.
Got you. So that was going to be my next question. What do I need to do? I hear what you just said.
Are you currently working, you said?
I'm sorry?
Are you currently working or are you just waiting for work?
I'm currently interviewing, but I don't
mm-hmm.
have a job.
Yeah, that's what I mean by the new opportunity.
Grab it.
Mm-hmm. You're going to see it right there when it appears, and you're going to, you just got to grab it. You got to go for it, girl. You know?
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you for calling in, and as always, a pleasure to get feedback. All right. Well, that was another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio, and a great confirmation. Wow.
Yes, that was awesome. Mm-hmm. We love confirmations, right, Adam?
Of course. And I'm glad how you validated the what that was right there sitting for her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our next caller is coming in by area. Well, hold on. Let me check for... Pooja Desai here, who is, okay, Pooja, if you are out there and you are calling by a different area code today, please go ahead and text us on the chat or through the phone to let us know which area code you may be calling in today from. However, we are going to press forward And it looks like I have Pooja here. Hold on, okay. I'll bring you on air. Hello, Pooja, are you there?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing
hey,
wonderful today. How about you?
Hi. Good.
You feel better?
I'm doing wonderful.
All right, cool.
I'm feeling a lot better.
Well, are you...
Good.
Good. Are you ready to press forward with our callers for today?
Yes, absolutely.
You
want to
go... You want to go back to Beatrice, Adam, really quick before, in case you
need
to go somewhere?
Yes, she's right here. Beatrice, I'm going to go ahead and bring you on air momentarily. I'm just going to go ahead and inform Pooja here. Pooja, we have Beatrice on the line, who is a repeat customer to our Psychic Talk radio show here. And we wanted to find out if you're seeing anything on her situation. I'm going to go ahead and bring her on air and let her kind of explain that to you, okay?
Okay.
And also, if you can tell her what spiritual side of things. You know how we were talking about my dad, about the prostate cancer and guilt? So I was trying to have a correlation. So if you can explain that to her, that would be awesome.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Beatrice, you are on air.
Hi, Pooja.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. As I was explaining to Reverend Adam and Lolita, I went to the doctor on Monday, and he put some lidocaine in my nose and stuck this thing in through my nose and down my throat because I kept complaining of, like, mucus in my voice box. So he, I guess, looked down there, and he also saw that my thyroid was enlarged, so he scheduled an ultrasound for my thyroid. And I went on the Internet, and normally it says that a doctor only schedules an ultrasound for thyroid if he thinks it might be cancerous.
I think there's also a few other things. I think there could also be, there are two things. I think there could be a calcification and swollen gland. You could also have swollen thyroid gland.
Well, except he checked all my glands. My glands weren't swollen, just my thyroid was swollen.
Your thyroid was swollen, okay. So
at least that's what he told me,
so
I don't know.
Okay, so he's
okay, well, Pooja,
you're
in the right area before you proceed. I'm sorry. You're in the right area because I did feel like there was something else connected to it. So go ahead. I just needed to add that tidbit.
So I'm getting like, hold on. You have, do you get earaches a lot?
No, he checked my ears. Their ears were fine.
Okay, I'm almost feeling like there's just a lot of congestion there. And I think, let me see if I can tap into the spiritual reason. Are you pretty blunt with people?
I'm sorry?
Are you pretty blunt with people?
Well, I tell the truth.
You tell the truth, yeah. Even when it's bad? Okay.
I'm
getting...
You know, beat around the bush.
Yeah, I'm getting one of those things. There's a fine balance between speaking your voice and not speaking. And there's also a fine balance between... kind like having words come through your heart and words come out of fear. What's happening is you're between your heart and your throat. I feel like there's congestion because what some of the things that you might say to yourself, not necessarily other people, because what we tend to say to other people is because we tend to be that way with ourselves too. I'm just feeling, and Adam can correct me if I'm wrong. You're not completely speaking from the heart. You're more, it's more like you're speaking from the head. And when you speak from the head, it's more fear-based. I do feel like you snap at people a lot. Tell me if I'm wrong. And your honesty is good, but sometimes when you're blunt, it can cause a lot of damage. And when you're that blunt, it usually means that you're that harsh with yourself, too. And that's what I'm getting back to. I almost feel like you criticize yourself a lot. I feel like you're almost kind of rough-edged with yourself. You might not realize it because sometimes thoughts, we don't catch on. We're not so consciously aware of our own thoughts. But that's kind of what I'm getting, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but actually I'm kind of feeling
No, I don't feel you're wrong in this. However, I do feel that there is a blockage there between the heart and the throat, because the throat is obviously a part of why, you know, her thyroid is acting up right now. It is because that blockage is there. Now, I can say that I feel she talks from the heart some of the time. Like, it's that blockage is not necessarily a complete blockage. There's some filtering to it. So there's some of her talking through the heart, but most of it is coming from the mind. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's kind of it's one of those things where I feel like you really need to maybe learn to speak from the heart and really learn to focus on saying what's in your heart, and that's going to let the energy flow a little bit better. But definitely get medical care. That's not the only thing that's going to help it. I think some energy work would definitely help, but definitely see a doctor for it. And kind of change the way you're approaching the throat center.
Right.
Yeah.
The sooner you learn from it and change it, the sooner you can help heal yourself. I know that for a fact.
Yeah,
right, Pooch?
And a clearing would really help too. Even just a general clearing would really help. I think especially with the sinuses and stuff, the drainage. How are your sleep patterns? Do you sleep well?
Yeah, I usually go to sleep anywhere from between 10 and 11 at night, because by then I'm tired. And then I usually wake up anywhere between 4:30 and 5:30.
Okay. All right. Well,
I'm getting overactivity of the thyroid gland instead of underactivity. So I'm getting kind of like I guess like you have hyperthyroid tendencies, but there is a blockage. So I feel like there's calcification somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, Beatrice, we do once more thank you for calling in, and we're glad that you were hanging in there so patiently until we were able to get Pooja Desai from Believe Healing on air to kind of help evaluate your situation.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And many blessings and good luck to you, Mrs. Beatrice. All right, guys, are we ready for our next caller?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Sorry, you're waiting.
Okay.
I'm waiting for her to say something.
I guess we are, huh? All right. Well, our next caller is coming in by area code 253. Hello, caller, you are on air.
Hello. This is the first time I've ever called your show, so thank you for taking my call. My name is Lynn. Hi, everybody.
Well, welcome,
hello.
Lynn.
How are
and hello.
You?
It's
such a pretty
good. Oh, thank you.
Good.
I think
and
I speak with my heart.
How you, Lynn?
Going through lots of transition and would like to see what you have on a partnership for me.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, first of all, I don't mean to be too humorous here, but I feel that you're very gifted yourself, darling.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And I'm feeling that you have foreseen that there is something around the corner for you, okay? And quite honestly, it's in a literal sense as well.
It's in a little sense of what?
A literal sense as well.
Oh.
You know, like it's spiritually right around the corner in timeline, and then it's quite literally around the corner as far as like the place or the distance as far as where they are located. Okay. The first thing that I find is that a lot of the opportunities that you have been presented with have not been very good. Okay. I mean, it's quite obvious. Otherwise, you would have been in a relationship.
Right.
But obviously, I'm also feeling that these have been opportunities where there's been quite a bit of distance between yourself
yes.
and that individual that always
long
seems
distance
to come
relationships,
up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now I'm feeling that changing, okay? And
oh,
I'm
yes.
feeling that this person, like I said, is timeline right around the corner and physically right around the corner. And the timeline that I'm getting is somewhere around the 17th and the 18th of July. Okay? Very good dates for you. Okay? I don't know what else is around that timeline, but I'm seeing celebration besides the 4th of July, which would be kind of, like, obvious. I'm seeing, like, there's another celebration, something a little bit smaller, okay? Don't know what it is, but there's a celebration in there. It could be their birthday. It could be anybody's birthday. It could be just, like, a major movement forward in your life, not just in romance, but also in finances. Could be whatever it is. It's a celebration, okay? The 17th and the 18th is when I see you meeting this individual. And I'm seeing you doing something out of the abnormal, okay? Not saying you're going to go out there and streak all the way through the through downtown, but it's not something that's normal for you,
okay?
And it looks to me like you're going to be at some type of event, and it's a small event. It's not like a large festival or anything like that, but it's an event nonetheless. And it's kind of at the last moment or last notice. You know, you're going to find out about it, and you're just going to go. And I'm feeling that this is how you're going to meet this person, and you're going to know them, as weird as it sounds, by their eyes. Their eyes are what is really going to attract you, okay? And you're going to know them through their eyes. But then again, it makes sense for you because you've always had the ability to peer into one's soul through their eyes. And you've always known right away whether it's a good person or a bad person, just even through the initial meeting of them, okay? And I'm feeling this very strongly. I'm also feeling that you're haunted by somebody from the past. Can you explain
this, though? Oh, my goodness. You are right on. I've got a stalker guy that just is a, well, I don't want to give him any energy, but you were right on. I can validate
okay.
that for you.
Okay, long as you know what I'm talking about, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is actually, you just have to ignore it.
Right.
You know, what that person needs right now, what they're looking for is that attention, okay?
Right.
And you can't give it to them. You can't put that attention there. All you can do is try and protect yourself, keep yourself safe, not saying they're going to make any physical, you know, actions towards you in such ways, but just to keep yourself safe and press forward. Don't give it attention. Don't give it mind. That person is not in a position where they can be loved or be cherished in a relationship, per se.
Right. You're right on, Reverend Adam. I had a question about the event on the 17th or 18th. Can you kind of give me an idea of how big it is? You said it's not a big one, but is it like 20 people?
Okay.
Or
okay, I understand. We're looking from a small to medium size. I'm looking about 35 people max.
Okay, great. That gives me an idea.
35 or less. Mm-hmm.
Wow, this has been fabulous reading. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And not to ignore our other co-hosts here, I'm just going to keep you on air momentarily. And
okay.
Pooja or Lolita, if you have anything to add to this, feel free to jump in.
I think you did a wonderful job with that one. You really did a great job with that one. I am getting information that you're very bright. I'm getting that do you channel?
With regard to this situation with this being that stalks me, I try to stay away from that because I just don't know. Well, I'm giving you more energy, but I don't channel.
Okay. I have the energy, the thought, but not necessarily him, the direct energy. You see what I'm saying? So if you don't mind, I am kind of curious here. In this environment, you're very well protected. We put up walls for all of our clients to be able to talk freely without giving any energy to the negative that would come back to bite them on the behind, so to speak. So if you don't mind telling us a little bit about it, it would really help.
I have channeled. I do channel. I don't channel because of him. But I'm very intuitive anyway. I picked him up hitchhiking about 11 years ago, got in my car and said he was going to marry me for the rest of my life forever. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah. He's
not
a magician. Well, I gave him $10 to go get something for his blood sugar and stop by Safeway and got rid of him immediately. But he's still here on an astral level. And let's see.
Okay.
He is a black magician and works with chaos magic.
Okay, I understand. Well, the reason I was trying to bring you through here on that level, because I needed a little bit of clarity myself, and I'm sure Pooja did too, I feel that I can help you extinguish that energy from around you, okay?
That would be great.
Now, you would have to go and visit the website, which is howpsychic.com.
Right.
Contact me from there. And I do feel I can help you. Don't worry. It's very affordable. I'm not a scammer.
Okay? I have tried that before, and I've spent a lot of money on it, actually. And what happens is, my experience is, I go down with it. So, you know, there's an attack against him, but he is able to take me down with it. So,
see, that's because they're not cloaking their signature, okay? It's the signature, and really, it's not like you couldn't block him yourself, but he'd still have a back door, okay? Because we can never fully help ourselves in this situation. Even though we can do it about 90% of the way, there's that extra 10% we can't do. That's because they're not blocking or cloaking their signature when they're sending stuff back to them, and it's because they're sending it back to them. What I would be doing is I would be converting that energy into a positive and sending it into the universe to be used for someone else, okay?
Mm.
I wouldn't be sending it back to him at all. And I create a veil so they're unaware of what's going on, okay?
Are
basically,
you aware that he's
mirror.
Hearing you now, Reverend Adam? Are you aware that he's hearing everything you're saying now?
Actually, he is not hearing anything that I'm saying right now. I am blocking that energy at this moment.
Well, unfortunately, it's my experience, Reverend Adam, that he is. And that he looks out of my left eye. He's here 24/7.
Right now, even I'm using a mirror. So he may be trying to look, but he's only seeing a reflection of what he wants to see.
Okay.
So I understand that, but, you know, I would like to give you a free consultation privately to kind of go over this a little bit, okay?
All righty, thank you.
So just give me a contact, and Pooja, if you had anything else.
He pretty much got it all.
Anything on this man on the 17th?
Okay. Like I said, the most distinguishing character is going to be within the eyes. However, I am seeing something else. It's short, wavy hair. It's kind of darker than just your dark brown. I don't know if it's black hair, but it's darker than the dark brown, okay?
All
right. Short, wavy hair about to the top of the earlobe's length, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he's Caucasian, but he's got a mix of some type of other ethnicity that makes him look like he may have some darker ethnic background, like not African American, but something in the Middle Eastern, I believe.
Oh.
Mhm.
Oh, interesting. Mhm.
Very unique.
Handsome.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
And tall. I
chiseled.
Like this. I ordered tall, dark,
okay.
and handsome through you.
Well, I don't know how tall he is because I'm just seeing the face, to be honest. And that's very abnormal because normally I see, like, the whole body or shadow or whatever. I'm just
mm-hmm.
seeing his face, and it's like this bright light behind it.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really interested in crop circles, and I was thinking about going to some of those. Do you get that that's where he is?
It could very well be it. You know, they do tours with about 20 to
yeah.
30 people. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So that would be a good situation.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I will definitely go to your website and give you all my info, and I would love to speak with you further on this other entity.
Okay, well,
right.
Thank you for calling in, and you have a wonderful evening.
All right,
thank you.
God bless you all. Good night.
God bless
you.
Good night. All right, another wonderful caller here on Psychic Talk Radio. Thanks, Pooja, for your input on that one. I was, after a little bit, I started to feel a little intensified by it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You did a great job, though.
Thank you. And Lolita, are you still here?
I am still here, just listening.
Okay, awesome. Well, our next caller is coming in by area code 954. Bringing you on momentarily. Hello, 954. You are on air, and how is Florida?
Oh, thank you for taking my call. This is Mary. I'm a first-time caller. And
nice to meet you, Mary.
The last conversation, very interesting because I had never, I'm not really sure I understand what that was about towards the end. I thought maybe you could do a show and explain a little more in depth on that. But
oh, great suggestion. Lolita, take note. We'll do
yes,
it.
Yes, we will.
That stuff. And I don't want to be involved in it, but I'd like to know more about it. Anyway, I've got a couple things. Start out with a health problem that I'm concerned about that I haven't been able to resolve in the lower stomach area, and I wondered if
mm-hmm.
you had anything on that.
Okay, well, Pooja, this is your specialty. I'm going to let you flow with this one.
Okay. I need to hear it one more time.
A concern about something going on in my lower abdomen, which I haven't been able to get resolved.
Okay. You are calling in from a number here, and it seems to be a little bit muffled or a little bit low. I don't know if you're talking directly into the phone.
Let me change my phone. Sometimes a different phone will have a better.
Okay.
Hold on, please. Can you hear me now?
Yes,
hello?
We can hear you clearly
okay.
now. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sometimes the older phone doesn't have as good a sound quality. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. Now, could you try and re-explain that a little bit? I know it's a little bit cumbersome to do it three times.
That's okay. No problem. I'm wondering about a health problem that I haven't been able to resolve. I've had I've been to the doctor, but I'm not able to pinpoint what's going on in the lower abdomen.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sensing a lot of muscle tightness, and I almost feel, have they tried testing you for a bladder stuff?
I'm sorry, a bladder?
Like either an infection or I almost wanted to say UTI at first, but this is more long-term, isn't it?
Yes. The only thing that was done was just a basic urinalysis. And I did also see a gynecologist, but she recommended.
I'm getting kidneys. I'm feeling very strongly kidneys. I actually feel it right now in mine, in my area. I'm getting kidneys. I'm just feeling a blockage.
It's actually like an aching. It's almost like an aching.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let you hold on one moment, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go ahead and let you flow with this. I'm gonna mute my phone and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm getting, it's interesting also that we're talking about kidneys. This is, and Lolita's on the phone because this is very, very dear to Lolita's heart. But I'm definitely getting kidneys. I'm getting, I don't want to say it's kidney failure. I'm not a doctor. I can't diagnose. But those are just the words that are kind of striking out to me. I don't feel flow in that area. I just feel like there's a lot of congestion. There's a lot of past issue, and I'm almost actually getting past life issues. So I think this gives, whatever's happening right now is very karmic for you. I don't know if you believe in that, but those are just the words that I'm really getting strongly. I keep getting stretching, like muscle stretching. I feel like it's causing you cramps also in the front of, like your kidneys are towards your back a little bit, but in the front
right,
area.
So what I feel is in the lower area, I can almost put my hand or fingers on where the bladder would be, and that's where the aching comes.
Yeah. Let me see what should happen.
I've been advised to get an ultrasound by my gynecologist.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell you, but I feel like it's kidneys, and I feel like there's inflammation. I feel like there's a lot of, I feel protein buildup for some reason. I don't know why I keep getting that, but some kind of protein buildup.
Are you holding on to something? Like, are you feeling like you haven't resolved an issue? Because that's
I've got a couple issues that, you could say I'm holding.
Well, you have to, that's an affiliation with that. I can tell you that firsthand by Pooja working on my brother. Kidneys are in a relationship with angry frustration, you know, not able to let go. So the sooner you get with that and understand it and, you know, having someone heal you like Pooja coming in the way and help you go through that process would be fabulous. But that's, you know, that's also affiliated with the kidney stuff.
Do you have any... go ahead.
Sorry. I'm also feeling there are value issues with you. Like, there's a self-value issue, and there's... I keep getting the word, atrophic, almost like, while growing up, did you ever feel really controlled? Or...
by someone else?
Like a real... strong power control issue, struggle issue.
From someone else recently or in the past?
I'm just getting there's something with power and control.
Yeah, I can understand that. And it may not even be related to one person. It may be related to...
Usually, anytime we manifest those situations in our life, it's because there's a seed there. And that seed could be for, like, it could be a past life. Seed, karmic seed. It could just go way beyond this life, but and that's what I was getting to begin with. I just feel like it's something really karmic, and so I just feel like there needs to be like clearing and cleansing, and a lot of clearing and cleansing, and then you need to keep continuing. They're gonna figure out what's going on with you. But I do believe that you're gonna need a lot of.
Will I need to go to a specialist, or will they need to run a
certain type of tests that they're not doing? Is there something I need to know or ask them to do?
You know what? If I were you, I don't mean to cut you off, Pooja, but let me just say this. While they're trying to figure that all out, take care of stuff on your end, because miracles do happen. Let me tell you that.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay, so
don't
worry about what they're not doing. Understand the fundamentals of Pooja.
Yeah, the pain and trying to get through life every day and in the discomfort I'm in and not getting an answer. That's what's holding things up.
Well,
I can tell you that when you get your whole system cleared out, what tends to happen is you'll kind of see that the doctors will, like, things will start really, someone around you will be like, oh, like, they'll just get it. They'll just know what's going on. What tends to happen with that kind of stuff is if the clearing itself doesn't take care of it, it's going to lead you to exactly what will take care of it and what you do find, because it clears up whatever is blocking you from finding a solution to it.
But I will get an answer. I will get an answer to
it. Yeah, and your intuition will get even stronger about why it's happening, and that's probably that's the main thing, because it's your lesson to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So, but just keep carrying on. I keep being UTI for some reason. I hate learning that out for you.
It feels like it feels that way to me, and that's why I requested a urinalysis, but it didn't show anything. It was negative. So then the doctor just doesn't pursue anything, you know, when they don't see
something. So just go ahead, if you feel that way, just do a cleanse, right?
No, with a UTI, I think you have to be on antibiotics.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I'm back. So I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go on.
And you were saying?
From a spiritual standpoint, I just feel like you really benefit from a clearing, a really strong clearing. But continue.
I also go for Reiki healing. Yeah, I do Reiki healing.
Yeah, Reiki is really not as strong as some of the levels of healing that we have now.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate saying it because Reiki practitioners are awesome and they're wonderful and they do wonderful work, but the bandwidth and the level of healing that Reiki is eons ago, and consciousness has really changed and evolved since then. So there's frequencies that you can tap into now that are much more higher vibration frequencies, and it can do a lot more. It can do a lot more now than I think most people even think is possible. That's actually what my practice is really pushing the envelope for, is those kind of healings, those incredible, magnificent physical healings through energy. So, just through energy. So there's Reiki's awesome. There's nothing wrong with Reiki at all, but there's just stuff that's much more potent now. So there are other options.
And she's right, because I did the difference. I did Reiki, and doing her healing is powerful to me, because it and this is on a distance
level.
And
what is that called? What is this method called that you do?
I do a really strong combination. It's kind of integrated energy work is what it is. It's kind of it's kind
theta?
Of all my years of. No, it's
theta
not
theta.
If anything, I could label it, would be reconnective healing. But there's more to it than just reconnective healing too. So
maybe
you can really
have a show just on that. Have a show on that too. Can I ask you something else as well? I've been dealing with some financial issues as well. That's another thing I'm holding on to.
That has a lot to do with your health problems too, by the way. Is that self-value, remember?
It isn't so much even a value. It's just the day-to-day expenditures and then unexpected things coming in so that I'm never really able to get a handle on things, and I'm wondering if you see any progress there.
It's a lot of the blockages that you have. Progress in that area, it's definitely worthwhile to look for different avenues of financial income. For some reason, I'm getting check your local newspaper, check something. Are you were you looking for another job or like an extra job or something?
Yeah, I'm looking for something part-time to supplement some income that I do have.
Yeah.
But I haven't been successful, and I've been looking really outside the box as well as traditional.
Yeah, keep going. Set your intention. If you pray, say a little prayer, something's going to become available. Hold on, let me give you a time frame.
Okay, that's really what I need, yeah.
I'm getting July. I'm actually getting, if you keep continuing looking, you'll find something in July. Just keep progress, keep
July
doing it. I'm getting newspaper.
July 19th stands out, just to add that in there.
Yeah, any July particular what? Area?
I was just getting the timeline, I'm sorry.
I'm getting like finances. What do you do now?
Right now I'm on a fixed income, but I've done many things in my life, but I'm looking for almost anything right now that physically
I'm like a business. Like I think maybe you're gonna be helping in a business somewhere.
Helping someone
like,
in a business.
Yeah,
I had inquired. I had inquired to a small business owner that recently opened a shop, but she was going to hire me on a part-time basis. But she wasn't getting the customers, so she couldn't do it at that time. Do you think?
Okay. Well, I think you're on the right. You're getting the clues, and you're kind of on the right path. I think that would be a perfect type of job for you. Continue looking for these smaller businesses.
Mm-hmm. So you do feel July too, right? Something
yeah, I just think keep going and something's going to really pop out. But just, the more you try, the more you're going to get. So just keep trying. And I'm getting very strongly looking at the newspaper.
If you don't mind me interjecting here,
that is all.
One of the things that I'm feeling, and you guys may have talked about this earlier, and I'm just picking up on it now, but I'm feeling like you need to be in the trusting right now that you're going to lead yourself down the right path. And it's out there for you. And you've got to be in the knowing that it is out there for you and that you're going to come upon it and you're going to find it at the right time. I'm feeling like you have the ability yourself to sense things out. You have some psychic clarity through your clairvoyancy here. But the problem lies is that, we're not all able to read ourselves, and by far the ones that can, we're not able to fully read ourselves, but you don't really trust in reading yourself at all or trust in what you get in that manner other than, when it comes to your interaction with others. And I'm feeling like you need to trust in that a little bit more because you have foreseen when your finances are going to get better and you have foreseen how they're going to play out. But also you have foreseen in your life that that money has always come in at the very last minute when it is needed. Okay, maybe not when it's wanted, but when it's needed. And you know the trust in that unknown.
Mm-hmm. And also as far as my interpersonal relations with people, there's been a lot of disconnections with groups and with various people that I've been associated with for many, many years, actually, due to changes in their lives or moves or various things. So it has set me apart from certain groups and areas.
A part of me feels like you've been active, but maybe not as active as you should be within your own life, okay? And
I've been
trying to make new
connections, but it just hasn't clicked.
It keeps going.
I'll have, some new connections, and then all of a sudden certain events take place in their lives that pulls them off on another path. So then I seek other people, and then something pulls them away. So it's this in and out, and, it hasn't been a stable connection with people.
Just understand, though, those people that are coming and going in your life, they're not meant to stay at that point, and they're supposed to teach you something. So it's okay if you have 100 people that you meet and they leave. You just have to be okay with that. And just realize that when...
People come in and out of our lives as needed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I understand that. It's just that there's just been, in the last couple of years, just huge changes. Well, I guess it's going on with everybody with the shift, but it's just more than I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's going to go even more.
Well,
it's going to even go more when you really clear yourself even. So just realize that the faster that you work on yourself, the faster the job, the faster that they can realize what's going on with you and you can heal yourself and the people that are supposed to be in your life. So the harder that you work on yourself, everything is going to come into flow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate all you had to say. And I hope I hear a show, the next show, maybe you'll talk about what the lady was speaking about earlier. I'd like to know more about that.
Oh, of course. Well, we will have a future show on that, and we will broadcast the information so everyone's prepared to come on time and listen in. But
very
we do thank you for calling in.
Thank
we don't
you so
mean to
much.
Cut your conversation.
No, I
short
understand.
You
got other callers. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Good night.
Thank
now.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Night. And blessings to you, another beautiful soul within this world, here on Psychic Talk Radio. Well, we have one last caller before we go ahead and end the show, but as always, as a note, please visit HousePsychic.com for all of your spiritual needs and check out the specials that Food Days and I offer over there, where you get a lot of time and bang for your buck. Our next caller is coming in by area code 302. Hello, caller, you are on air.
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hello, Jackie. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. How may we help you?
I was wondering about my career. I have just been, my job has just been eliminated, and was wondering what is happening in that realm for me.
Wow. All right, Pooja, are you connecting at all?
Let me see.
Okay. The first thing that I'm connecting to is that there is a major shift about to take place in your life. And I'm feeling this is along the same type of career path. However, it's a different sector. Okay. I'm feeling like it's going to be incorporating a lot of different tools that you aren't necessarily familiar with, but you're a very fast learner, so you're going to pick it up pretty quickly. As far as how this is going to unfold, I'm really looking to Pooja's connections right now, if she's getting anything, because I feel it's going to happen. I'm getting that wheel of fortune in your life. However, I'm not seeing too much about it.
I feel like there's going to be a progression of jobs for some reason. Like, you're going to have, like, little jobs to create stability, and then there's going to be a better job, a more concrete job. Were you looking for jobs, right? Or were you looking to start an endeavor?
I'm looking for a job.
Yeah, I'm getting like you might have like little jobs that you, that will help you create stability, but you're gonna have like string of them, like two or three, and then you're gonna have like a really stable job.
Mm-hmm. A really big one too.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like a really really good
so
one.
It's gonna take a little time,
and during that time you're gonna have these little jobs.
Going to be with the same company or with different companies?
Different companies.
Yeah, I'm getting different companies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah, so more changes ahead.
Yeah, but this is a time for change, and it's for your best. I'm just getting, like, transition and a little bit of transformation, too. Like, it's going to be worth it once you get to it. But these little jobs are going to show you a lot about yourself. I think it's going to tell, like, teach you a lot about yourself, too. So what I'm getting is to just look a little deeper into it. Don't just look into, like, the surface area of, you know, a job to get you through and don't just look at that. Really kind of enjoy the experience of having these little jobs and learning from them. And I feel like it's almost going to be a little bit refreshing to you. Like, you're going to be surprised, actually. You're going to be surprised. Like, I feel like it's going to be refreshing.
Yes,
do you know when these jobs are, when my, you know, because I'm not working right now, so.
Okay. The timeline appears to be through the middle to the end of July, okay? Which really seems to be the theme of today with timelines, because I keep getting the middle to the end of July, and somehow the spiritual world always brings us together. So people with those timelines have been coming through today. However, the 20th and the 23rd, those 3 days there, all seem to be pretty significant for you.
Okay. The 20th and 3rd?
The 20th to the 23rd, those 3 days seem to be very significant for you.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know when things will stabilize for me?
I would imagine it'd be around that time period.
Okay. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I listen to guys tonight and help a lot of people about health issues. And when I called in about my career, I was like, oh, my God, this is so insignificant compared to, you know, what people are going
through.
Not
at all. Not at all.
Well,
in the world of spirituality, everything is valid.
It really is. It really is. Just, there's no right or wrong and black and white. It just is.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. It just is.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you. You guys have a great evening.
You too.
Good night. Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Night. All right, once more, we have had a beautiful show today. As always, it is an honor to have both Lolita and Pooja Desai, along with myself, Reverend Adam Lee, on the show. We're all co-hosting with one another here. And as always, we thank our callers. And for those of you that were unable to get through today, please stay tuned for Tuesday's show, where we may have a new topic for the show about spiritual defense. And we will always, on each show, try and bring in some callers with topics of their life and answer as much as we can per caller. And as always, it's an honor to have our callers and listeners, for it is really in thanks to you guys that our show has increased in the amount of listeners and callers every week. Thank you. Namaste and good night.
Blessings. Good night.
Blessings. Good night.